Much, Miss Chelsea, for inviting us, and thank you all for being here, and the food committee, all those committees. We do conferences in Chelsea, and I will tell you that you don't do a conference alone. You don't do a conference alone. So I just want to tell you something about doing conferences for all these years. I just feel compelled to tell you how important you are. So before I get started, and then I will get into my message, because don't ever doubt, and I'm telling you, there's nothing that is not important in the team and in God's eyes, but all working together. And then I'm telling you, sweet, sweet Vicky, this is the biggest gift I've had in a long time of having a place that I could just go and rest and kick back, because I'm usually doing the conference and I'm all over the place. But she opened up her home. It's just awesome. And so it's a great pleasure and a gift for us to be here with you. So thank you for allowing us to come. Well, tonight I would like for you to just leave the outside, the outside. You know, I think inside all of us is that little girl. You know, the little girl that had great visions, the little girl that could spin around, and you know, and then life happened and we kind of like, something happened, and then sometimes we were told like, oh, don't do that, act like a lady. What is a lady? Hello. Is a lady someone that has no joy, has no life? And so tonight, I want to not just give you permission, but I want to encourage you, I want to implore you. I want you to go back and actually go down to that first love. And I want you to see your Father again. In fact, I'll tell you this, as I was in the shower, if anybody wants to know where you talk to God, where it's really good, I mean, I don't see many books written on it, but it's the shower, ladies. I think it may be because that's where we stop and we let our minds stop, because like we're soaping and watered. And he's like, yay, it's shower time. I can talk to her for a while because she can't do anything else right now. She's taking a shower. And I was taking a shower last week and I realized like, and I said, God, I want them to really get it. I want them to see this. There is difference in hearing words or seeing words. You know, we speak in words, right? But what we actually walk in or operate or create in is when we get the light bulb. We get it. You may have been told a million times. You may tell your children 50 million times. And one day they're like, oh, I get it. They saw it. And when you see it, you can walk in. And when you see it, everything changes in your life. Meaning, on this seeing your worth. My daughter at one time was, and she's got books down there she sent for a great price for you guys tonight. Miss Kendi, she wasn't able to come. But I remember she was going with this guy, and I'm like, God, in the name of Jesus. And I went through all this powerful stuff. All this powerful stuff. I mean, I'm a woman of God. You are a woman of God, right? And so all of a sudden, I heard God say to me, there'll always be more. Well, that wasn't too encouraging. There'll always be more of them. And then he said this profound thing to me, but if you will change your prayer and if you will pray that she sees who she is, then when she sees herself, everything else will change. She will only pick someone that will value her. And I'm like, whoa, what a good idea. And I began to pray that, and she began to see, and that did not happen. But otherwise, we can't take everything away that hits us, all the horrible things that happen to us in our life. But what can do is say, God, show me my worth. So tonight, as I was in that shower, I want to finish that, as I began to tell God, I want them to get it. More than you walking out and saying, ah, that was a good message. I want you to get it. Not just for your neighbor or your daughter or your sister. I want you to get it for you. Tell your neighbor it's for you tonight. I came for you and you and you. I came asking God for you. And I said, and I was showering and I said, God, I am desperate for them to get it. And all of a sudden, I had camaraderie with my father. And you know what he said to me? He said, me too. He said, in fact, if you'll notice, I've gone to great lengths for them to get it. Great lengths. Well, let me tell you about those great lengths. To do that, I want you to go back to a little girl. How many is old enough to know to where seat belts were not required? Whoa, I'm in the right house. I didn't expect it. Okay, I'm an only child, so now go with me again. How many of you, your parents let you climb back, and there used to be enough, I'm in the right place. There used to be enough room between the back seat and that glass. And have you done it? Oh, no, it's not legal now. You're too young, baby girl, but I'm so glad you're here tonight. And so I'm going to educate you. It's cool stuff. And tonight we're going to do it. Tell your neighbor, for the young one's sake, we're going to do that tonight. And so you'd go and you'd lay down on your back. And the drone of the engine and those dirt roads and the gravel crackling. And you would look up and you would see the stars. And all of a sudden, it was different. Somehow when I would see the stars, all of the days and all of my huge, humongous, that five-year-old problems I had would disappear. And I would see a connection with something so much greater than me and those lights. And it was like God was saying, hello, hello. And he went down there, here I am. And all of a sudden, I'd begin to see those stars sparkling. Come on, go with me. And what would we do next? Twinkle, twinkle, little star. You can remember, come on. How I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Now, God created all of those stars and he loves us. I don't even know if you know, but are you going with me? So stay up there on that, okay? We're going to stay up there looking out the window all night tonight till the end. I want to tell you that they tell you that the heavens declare his handiwork, and I believe it. I know it. And sometimes we get so busy, it's like we need to stop and take time to look up. They tell us, scientists tell us, that there's at least 100 billion stars that can be seen in the night sky. They have no idea what's beyond that. Now, I don't know if you've been using numbers like that before, but in case you don't know what 100 billion is, it's a one. Put up a one, everybody. Now, imagine writing zero how many times? 24 times. Zero, 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 zero. That is 1 billion stars that you can see. And the Word of God says that God loves stars so much that he actually formed them. It tells us that he determines these stars and he calls all of them by name. He takes time to name those stars. Now, I can tell you, like, oh, that's the Big Dipper, that's the little one. But I cannot even fathom one with 24 zeros after it. But he determines them. He decides how many he's going to have. And so how many's letting us see right now, scientists say, is one with 24 zeros, 100 million. And he calls them all by name. He likes stars, and he also likes jewels too. He likes those. In fact, he created those as well. And I think he just sprinkled a little bit here and there on this earth. And people find them from time to time, and we get so excited because, like, after all, a diamond is really, really valuable. There was a gentleman in Africa in 1999, and he found this rock. But this rock, to me and you, we might have just said, whoa, that's one big old rock. Let's move it out so we can find a little special rock, diamond. But he was looking for diamonds, and he realized that that rock was actually a diamond. That diamond happened to be 132.5 carats as a rough diamond. Now, I don't know if you guys understand how big that one is. I'm not even going to try to pretend to. When I got it's just like one or maybe two. I don't know. But 132.5 carats. And I will tell you that it took them 2 years to meticulously cut and polish it over a period of that 2 years. They cut it down in this 132.5 carats after it was cut off. It ended up nearly 60 carats. This diamond was called the Pink Star. You know it, don't you? Right? You believe it? Pink Star. Pink Star. Yeah. Boy, would that be a leaner. Almost 60 carats. And they called it the Pink Star. And in April of this year, this is new news, people. April, I didn't have this news at Wing Spring. In April, it went for a whopping $71.2 million in Hong Kong. That's highest price ever for a jewel. And I want to tell you, they bought it in only 5 minutes. Because this diamond is a fancy, vivid pink color, internally flawless. They described it as the largest, internally flawless, fancy, vivid pink diamond that the Gem Institute of America has ever graded. Diamonds, people like them. I like me diamonds. You like you diamonds? I like me diamonds. God likes them too, but he kind of does a little different stuff with diamonds than we do. His ways are a little different than ours. His thoughts are a little higher. And when he values, well, he does. He likes them. And some of you Bible scholars are already going with me, aren't you? He does. He threw a few of them down here for us to dig up. But there's a lot of them in heaven. You know what they're used for? Not leaners. Excuse me. Even the other precious stones. He puts them in the foundation. Hello. They're wonderful. He likes them. He likes them. And the gold, well, he goes ahead and paves streets with them. So he has little different ideas about this, what's worth something and how much it's worth. Now I want to ask you something. How many in here are worth like 71.2 million? How many think that they're worth as much as the fancy pink diamond that is called the Pink Star? How many? Hands up. Come on, hands up anywhere. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, you guys read the end of my message. I love it. I had no idea anybody would raise it. So I was going to say, okay, those that you didn't raise, come on. They didn't read it. How many think that they are worth half as much as the pink? Okay, now y'all are scared. Well, let me move along with my message then. The Pink Star. God uses them for foundation. I'm pretty sure foundation rocks for a whole city that's 24 miles square would have to be bigger than these. But you see, the other thing is, the only thing that makes them sparkle really is what? And the Lamb will light that city. And the evening will never come. Because he's in it. Can you imagine? There is no need of light. For he alone is our light. Can you imagine foundations walking on gold? We say, wow. How valuable is that? So they're incredibly valuable to humans, these diamonds. But to God, they're not that precious. But you. But you. I said, but you. You're quite another matter. You are unique. He made only one you. You are unlike anyone else who has ever lived or will ever live. Could you say amen to my spouse or my mother? No, you are. You're different. And he wanted someone exactly like you because he has plans for you. In fact, when God made you, he said that you were his what? Quick before she gets it on the screen. You are God's masterpiece. Diamonds are not his masterpiece. Diamonds are not what he says is the most value, not gold and not gems. In fact, when he said gems, he's like, you're more valuable than many gems, more valuable than rubies, he said. That's you. Tell your neighbor that's you he's talking about. And when he went into counting value, the value was not about diamonds. They were not about the pink star. They were not about gold, but they were about you. And to you, he said, you're my masterpiece. Of all the things I created, of all the stars I named, of all the jewels that I made and all the worlds that I formed and the cattle on 1,000 hills and how many animals that Adam did. But I believe you ladies are that sparkle that he created. I so believe that. You are his masterpiece, and he has created us anew in Christ Jesus. Let's leave it right there. He's created us greater than anything. He says to you something that he's never said to a diamond, to a jewel. There's never been a diamond that he looked at and he said, oh, diamond, I love you so much that I would give my only son for you. No, never, never. People will fight and kill over a few dollars or cents or maybe not have anything on them this day. That's what they'll do because they have lost the value of humans. My son is in Rio, and there was one day he got a little axe, and he cut across to his apartment through the shadows, and he said it was surreal. He could hear the cars and people talking out in the street, and this little guy from the favelas with a sawed-off gun, was stuck in his stomach, said, give me everything you got, everything. He's like, oh, please, you'd never use the driver's license, please, and he said, I said everything. And he gave it because it was not worth losing his life over a few pennies or even a driver's license. But we've got it all messed up. Dollars and diamonds, that's what's worth in this world. But no. Not with God. The God, Jehovah, it's me and you. John, 1 John 3 and 1 says, what marvelous love, the Father, the God, has extended to us. He said, just look at it. We're called children of God. That's who we really are. Of you, he says, I love you. Of all the things he created, it's you. Do you see that? Do you see your value in this house tonight? If you do, Everything you touch and do will be determined about what do you think about it, God. If he becomes your source, you will never look outside. You will realize and recognize and thank people and places and what brings you blessings, and you will honor them, but you will realize they're never your source. And if everything was taken from you tonight and you still had Jesus Christ saying, I love you, you would be more than okay. Someone in this house needs to rise up and stand tall in this house and say, what am I thinking? The Word of God says, what would it profit you if you gained the whole world but lost your soul or your mind, your will and emotions? What is that job worth to you if it's taken you away from a relationship with God? What's that relationship if it's taken you away from God and putting you down and acting like you are trash? What is it worth? You are valuable, not just by what you do. You're valuable because God said, I made you valuable. And when he made you valuable, he said, there's love. God loves a lot of things. But I want to tell you, he so loved you. Tell your neighbor, he so loved me. There's difference. So loved you that while you were yet sinners. How many has been a yet sinner? There's those yet sinners. That yet sinner that before you tried to get your act together. You see, he gave his life for you while you were a yet sinner. And that yet sinner that we were, God so marvelously showed his love that he said, the only thing he's ever said is worth giving my only son for was you. It wasn't just those people back there in the Old Testament. It wasn't just those people of faith. It's for those even that doubted, those that made mistakes. And you'll find your name there. I want you to get it that it's you and you and you. You can't say, I'm not that value. Honey, it's too late. He already gave his life. That value is already placed on it. You can't do anything that says, I'm not worth anything now. Do you get it? Can you see it like in the shower, get it? Like light bulb, give it. That I will never be the same again because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter while I was a yet sinner. He gave his life for me and he placed that value all over you is value of no one in this world. If you say no one sees my value, he already did. It is good time for you because you are already that valuable. And he says, come on, let me work for you. Let me work with you. Let me tell you the good things I have planned for you. And those diamonds, I know there's some shaping to be done, but I want to tell you, God never does it in a rude way. You can trust him. And as they spent 2 years cutting a rock, just right, where it was polished, just right, where it would show the facets, God, every day as we wake up, if we just say, good morning, Holy Spirit, is there to polish those rough edges, to tell us every morning the worth, and to begin to tell us what, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. I want to tell you, it's too late for you to say there's nothing good God has for me to do. So-and-so's better than me. I'm the wrong age. Oh, no, honey. He already planned for you to do some things. And right now, he knows what age you are. I promise you. There are some things that he's promised for you now. Honey, Sarah, she had a kid when she was how old? Tell your neighbor, you're not too old to get the promise. Okay, so you don't want to have any more kids? That's okay. There's other things he's told you, is there not? Tell your neighbor, you're not too old. Satan would have to tell us that you've messed up too much. You're too old. You're too this. You're too that. He's always got something you're too. But I want to tell you what. There's one thing that's not going to change, and that's that label of what God thinks about you. God is God, and I want to tell you, he knows how to do his business. He's really good at it. He has a great memory. I'm going to tell you, he said that he has engraved you in the palms of his hands. We like diamonds. God says, no, not me. I like them. They're good for foundations. And if they good for foundations, the gold's good for there. But no. When I want to do a tattoo, I'm going to write you on my hands. We will leave the gems in the foundations. We'll leave the gold on the streets, but you. And I just think in America and maybe all over the world that it's been hard for us to see that. It's been hard for us to think. But before you leave here, I trust and pray that you will realize that you are the only thing that God put that much value on. My husband, as he helped me get all this fixed to go, and he said, oh, we tried putting lights, shining it on it. It just didn't work. It's just too fake. And he got this faraway look, and he saw it was funny, and he said, if we could just, you know, the man thing came out. If we could just maybe just like, could we drill a hole? I just had it overnight shipped from Amazon. Hello. So y'all could have it. Drill a hole. No. He said, if we could just drill a hole and we could just stick one of those little bitty lights in there, then they could see how it sparkled. And I just thought it was sweet and it was cute. But this morning, laying in your bed, sweetie, I began to think, and God began to talk to me. He said, I kind of had that thing too. I said, in the city, in Revelation, that new Jerusalem, that heaven, the things only sparkle when there's light. And I'm the light there. But he said, this is different than just lighting a city. For you, tell your neighbor, for you. For you, he said, if I could just get a hole in their heart. If I could just move inside there, and if I could just shine my light from the inside, oh, how my girls would sparkle. So he did, in case you all don't understand, it's what he did. He gave his life, he was buried, raised. He lived like we, and then he was resurrected, and he's at the right hand of the Father. And while he was here, he was what? Light of the world. And before he left, he said, you are the light. But he realized if the light was just reflecting off of us, it would be too fake. I mean, there'd be times there wouldn't be a light, and we got challenges, and there's not light everywhere we go, right? And there's tough things, and there's hard things, and things that are darkness that cover us and dampen us and tell us you're not worth anything. But he said, my idea was to get that hole in their heart. But he's not rough and tough and make you. He doesn't whip you to do it and drive you. That's the other guy that we don't like, right? That doesn't like us, that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But he said, I'm going to give you the opportunity. Open your heart. I will come in. I will light your heart. I'll be a light to every path you go. There'll not be a night so dark that you won't have a light. Because I'm going to move on the inside of you. And you'll be able to shine and sparkle. And he says, you're now the light of the world. And he says, don't cover. Don't come. cover my light, because I've moved inside. Let me shine. Walk with confidence, because you, my dear daughters, you're God's masterpiece. He created us anew in Christ Jesus. How did he do anew? By moving the light on the inside. It's done deal. It's a done deal, and all it needs is for you to realize who you are. And when you do, you will rise up. You will be unstoppable, because there's not a mountain you can't take. There is not a thing you're ever going to need that's not going to be there for you. And since he's on the inside, he speaks to your heart and he tells you, come on, girl. And that Daddy God has been such a Daddy God to me. That's my dad. That's my dad. And he says to us, are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me. When we get in the car, sometimes we work hard at church in Chelsea. And sometimes even when we're going to the prison at Taft to speak, we start moving out of Chelsea and I'm like, we're escaping. He says, escape with me a while. Maybe the shower, I don't care where you go, but escape with me. Get away with me and what? You'll recover your life. You'll recover your light. And he said, I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Listen to that drummer on the inside, that Holy Spirit. He said, I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me. And you'll learn to live freely and lightly. So in this house, I want to ask you again for those hands that didn't raise. How many's worth more than the pink star? How many's worth more than the pink star? If you get it when you walk out these doors and when guys come here and your mother's praying them away and she knows there'll be more. I hope you see the pink star leaning. And I hope you remember who you are. Don't settle. Don't settle for anything less than what God has for you. If you only knew the plans he has that he wrote before you were ever born, you would never, never take your eyes off of him. But you would look into his eyes and you would walk forward. And as you look into his eyes, that's the only way, ladies, that we'll be able to see our true worth that can never be taken away. God bless you.